Welcome to Starfleet Universe On Call. I am Paul France, owner of France Games. I run SLB Online, FedCom Online, and Starfleet Warlord. Just a reminder how to join us on the Talkcast every Thursday night starting at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can either join us on the phone, just dial 605-562-0444. Just follow the directions. The call ID is 17702. Or you can participate on the web. Just go to the Talks website at www.talkshow.com and search for call ID 17702. Or you can watch and listen on Twitch. The channel there is SFU On Call. Just go to twitch.tv/SFU On Call. It's SFUONCALL. Also, if you need to contact me for any reason, my email address is sfuoncall@gmail.com. That's sfuoncall@gmail.com. Also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can do that too. My account there is SFUOncall. Hey! And my personal account is Paul Franz. It's PAULFRANZ. And just a reminder that I like tech and I like being Catholic. So those are two big things that you'll see me posting or retweeting about. Also, this lovely Talkcast gets turned to a podcast available on iTunes and various other feeds around the net. And also, we actually I post a video to YouTube. So if you want to see my lovely face, you can see that too. And also, I share my screen. What I've been talking about, I try to make it a little more graphical, a little bit more good for the eyes. Real quick thing, Steve Cole, when it comes to A to B news, Steve Cole is, of course, busy working on Commander's Play by Email cards. He's been doing a wonderful job on that and helping me out on that. I know that currently I've got lots and lots of them backlogged at this point, so I need to go through them. I'm hoping to find some help, but obviously I need to do some work on my part, i.e. write up directions, and possibly I'm thinking about recording a video on how to do it, and hopefully some people will be happy to help me in that regard. Otherwise, it'll take a little longer, but it will be done. Moving onward and forward to the Sapphire Star 4 tournament that is currently finished round one. All ones finished their games. That's great. I finished my game, and guess what? I won. Shocker. Actually, for me, it was a shocker. I didn't think I could beat the person I was playing, but I did. He took a really wild chance at the end, and it cost him the game because he tried to do a second hit, and he rolled a 5, and he's a Gorn, so he failed. And so, but round two, I'm going to be facing a Klingon. I hate Klingons. I hate Klingons. I love that. The UIM. I hate that when it comes to, because you can fire at range 8 and still hit, one out of 5 chances. So, it's just crazy. Moving on to the enhancement work. Actually, I think I mentioned last week, I worked on supporting the Andromeda systems. They're pretty much done. There is one thing I'll just mention real quick here, which is one of the things that definitely had to change was the handling of batteries. So the way the batteries work in FedCom now, at least when it comes to online client, is now a little bit different. The biggest thing that people will see is when they do their EAs, now you can select how much battery that you want to bring forth from the previous turn. Now, I understand that most people want to bring over the max, but the Andromedans, that's the problem. For the Andromedans, this is how much do you want to bring forth? Do you want to bring forth any? And just let it ride from what was previously in the battery from the previous turn? Or do you want to have it so that you fill up the batteries because you need the juice to keep going fast? Because obviously the reason why you need to do that is because for Andromedans, batteries are life. You have to get the power out of your PA panels into the batteries or dissipate it, somehow get rid of it. And batteries are one of the ways to do that. So I'll continue on. When it comes to the library. No progress this week. There might be actually some progress next week because of Frank is back on the job. The complete conversion still stays at 2,522, yet to be converted is 799, leaving percent complete at 79.94%. I don't think this will become 100% unless we delete things like all the Omegas, or we start getting the backgrounds for the Omegas, because I think that's one of the things that would have to happen. And with that is the news for this week. And it's me. Welcome to Starfleet Universe On Call. I am Paul Franz, and I'm welcoming you to be here with me. Tonight is going to be a lonely night. It's just me. No one else in the chat room at the moment. Obviously, if you're in the chat room on Twitch, I will be keeping an eye on it. So if you want to talk to me, I'd be more than happy to respond probably verbally more than actually on the keyboard. You know, because I would prefer it to do that. So, with that, tonight, actually, the topic is a couple things, actually. The one thing that I want to bring up was the main topic for this evening, which is Federation Commander campaigns. Now, obviously, a campaign's a campaign. How you resolve combat, that's related. Now, given that, though, if you look at the FedCom market, people, the players, what the game is overall, what you want from a FedCom campaign that probably will be different from an SFB campaign is, to a certain degree, boiling it down. You want to have it so that it's not too complicated. Obviously, you know, FedCom can be considered complicated to a certain degree. It's not Beer and Pretzels game, you know, but it is much simpler than SFB, and you would have to agree with that. Now, given that, actually, I did some looking on, you know, when it comes to FedCom campaigns, mostly on the discussion board, not the discussion board, the BBS, the Federation Commander, PHP BBS, which I think is really good. I'm happy to see, you know, that it's still, whoops, what the, to, as part of it. Okay. Sorry for that. But okay, a couple ones I found that were quite interesting. Yeah, it's just me. I just wanted to double check that. Now, this was one which is, it's called the Pirate Smuggling Campaign. The whole idea is, of course, you're an Orion pirate, and you're trying to smuggle things. It's basically, like a captain's campaign. That idea being that you play the set of scenarios against a certain number of ships, and which is, I think, it's a neat idea. The whole idea of the idea with a smuggler's campaign, or even Orion Pirate campaign. A lot of times, when you're in a campaign like that, which is, you know, one single captain facing different opponents along the way, and you have different goals in each scenario, and that is that in some cases, in the case of Orion Pirates, one thing that you might be doing as Orion Pirate, you might be actually trying to capture cargo from a freighter. Now, how's that different than a regular, you know, ship that you might be flying against? You're not there to disable their weapons. You are there to capture cargo. What does that mean? That means you have to minimize the amount of damage you do to that ship. Even with the additional options in Fed Commander of targeting weapon systems. I think it's targeting power. That is the big difference there. Against those ships, you are not trying to maximize damage. You're trying to tweak the damage so it is just perfect. Just enough to get past the shields, enough to damage. You want to damage those power systems, and then also you want to knock out the weapons. Because if you can get the power systems, the great thing about that is, of course, then you have to slow them down. You don't have to go chasing after them. They have no way of fighting your tractors. Obviously, one of the big issues with capturing cargo is going to be you probably have to do boarding party actions. And that's why, again, you have to knock out the weapons. That's because it's easier to put boarding parties onto a freighter if you don't have to worry about them killing you. So I think I like it because one thing I like about an Orion smuggling campaign, I'm assuming there's different kinds of scenarios in this one because akin to this might be I didn't have a chance to read through this whole thing. Every player has a small pirate ship. Whole idea here looks like okay. Interesting. It's more of a smaller campaign, less of a, was it Red Fox? I think it was like Red Fox or something like that, where you had to face different opponents from grabbing the cargo from the freighters, first, of course, defeating the escort too for that one. And then moving onward and possibly fighting another ship or even quickly, drop off, your cargo, on the other side of the planet or something along those lines. So I think it's an interesting idea. Another one which I found and I liked the idea, and that is, it's called A Quick and Dirty Campaign, written by Timothy Lindman, yeah, because there's two N's. And that is, okay, looks like you have your three fleets, you have your order of battle, you got your Federation order of battle, you've got your Klingon order of battle, and of course you've got your Romulan order of battle. Interesting colors. But here's the one thing that I thought was very interesting. Let me see if I can. And that is basically, this is like an admiral campaign, but with a difference. And that is, basically, you've got different tracks you can go down. You start here, and you're trying to get to here. And okay. Yeah, each player begins with 1,300 credits to buy their initial fleet, 500 credits worth of ship. Okay, ships are assigned to fleet reserve. Okay, ship boxes are repaired for free every turn. Yeah. Or undisabled. Ships that have not been assigned to reserve are allowed to repair 5 boxes. Okay. The ship compartments fleet are limited. Okay, for the start of the battle, set up their ships in the front 3 hexes from the edge of the map. If a player is defending a planet is set up 6 hexes in. Exception for battles of Starbase 24 and once it's mappable. Okay. For battles where is it? This one. Deonante, the Federator player sets up his ship within 6 hexes of the center map, and then the Klingon may arrange their forces. It looks like. And there's the terrain. So, look at this. Because the first. Okay, because I don't see the additional rules. Because my assumption. Because the way it's drawn is that you start at Orion. And then you try and get to here, and you have to fight your way through. That was my assumption. So I might be right, might be wrong. Okay, and this one is. Yeah, still the same thing. Okay. 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 So you didn't write up everything. Okay, but okay, what I had assumed from this, which doesn't look like to be the case. Looks like, it is kind of. My assumption, this is, looks like Fed versus Romulan, which is, the idea is to get your fleet through here. My assumption is that these are points. It's like an admiral, but I think a better idea, I'm not sure if this is it, but what I thought it was that you could actually what you actually could do is the idea was that these are tracks. And then you could either go up this way to get to Kunos, or as a Federation you can go this way or this way or this way. It depends upon how you want to fight. You start with a certain size fleet and then you go forward. Now, that doesn't look like it seems to be the case. What I was hoping for is basically a campaign, which is the idea is that you have a starting, you've been pushed back in your lines, and then you're whatever empire you want to be. Start with your home planet, and that's your reserve, and then you go into the first line. In that first line, you have to fight against your opponent, and if you're able to fight there, you go on to the next scenario and keep going, keep going. If you fail, you have to fall back. Now, it's kind of like the Admirals, but Admirals is a little different. Admirals is that you have a starting line, and then whoever wins that initial line, you go either one way or the other. And the idea is that you push the person back all the way to their home planet and defeat their home planet. That's the way the Admirals, which I think is actually a good one. It's relatively simple to do, you know, because to me, that is the key thing here with Federation Commission, FedCom campaigns, and that is you want to make them simple. You don't want to have to worry about, you do not want to have to worry about keeping track of a lot of items. You know, that's why I like the idea of a campaign where you have different scenarios and then you're fighting to get through the scenarios. And then if you fail, then you have to fall back. I like that idea. And then, I was just thinking about that, and the difficulty comes with that is, of course, the your opponent. Maybe a simplified Admiral campaign where where you basically you start with a single scenario, and depending upon who wins or who loses, then you fall back or you go forward. And you might, let's say, just have a direct line campaign where you have a single line and you start in the middle, and now you fight it out. And then if you decide to fall back, you can fall back. You can replenish your reserves and then move forward. You know, you replenish reserves, or, you know, take your fleet, and part of your fleet falls back for repairs, and you bring up some reserves. Obviously, you have to have a way of some kind of sort of command and control. A limit to what size class you have. So you have some back and forth. You've got for two players, and then you also have the simplistic idea of an Admiral's campaign don't mind me, Twitch is just playing, just being a pain in the butt, but you know, so the idea, okay, forget it, can't do that. With, you know, I think that'd be a nice, simple campaign to do, and you can go forward. Now, obviously, if you want to, I think there was one, it's still here, because I'm not sure if it was here. Yeah, I think it was SOP Online. Give me a sec here. Because I could have sworn there was one that was being... Yikes. It's been a while. Boy, it's been a while since I actually posted in here, hasn't it? Online campaign. Is this the one? Okay. I don't see it. Okay, because there was a campaign back in the day, many times in Lord Sebastian's back. The interesting part about it was it was actually a strategic level map, but that strategic level map was very small compared to what you consider a strategic level map for like an SAB campaign where you've got what? Let's say a normal hex size game, 42 by 30. For a strategic level map, and then you have your borders and all that kind of thing. I think with the FedCom, basically, it was a single. It was a two-player campaign where you had a single border, and the whole idea is kind of a miniaturized version of the, I think, the Four Powers War, or one of the borders of the Four Powers War is what I think is what it was. So. It was interesting, if you go for a strategic level, obviously there are different kind of campaigns when it comes to you can have strategic level like that, or you can have I think it was dark, darn, dark something. And I apologize because I don't remember. But Dark Stars. That was Dark Stars campaign, where the whole idea was you have from you have warp holes, you have warp lines, which you went from planet A to planet B, and you just were jumping from planet to planet to planet. Obviously, that makes it interesting when you have ideas, you have strategic warp and so forth. But anyhow, actually, that was one thing that was who what oh I know what it was Three Moves Ahead. Three Moves Ahead, we're talking about this Stellara, I think it is, game where the one thing that they really wanted, which is to me is always goofy, because the question is, how do you integrate the two? That is, they like to have it so that you have two ways of two basically of moving faster than light. The whole idea of maybe you have your warp gates, where you warp from one point to another. So you go that way. Another one is would be maybe hyperspace, or another one is strategic warp. Those things. My question always in those cases is speed. What's the difference? How do you make a difference in those ways of moving strategically? It's always easier to have a game where you have one way of moving strategically and not multiple ways of moving strategically, and then trying to have it so it's balanced between the two. Each one is there's a certain, like for example, you could say for warp it's instantaneous, so it's faster. You get there faster, but then of course the you have to. Trying to simulate that at a strategic turn level becomes complicated, because one warp in that case, if you do so, let's say warp gates are instantaneous. So you go through a warp gate. Next turn, you're there. Let's say with strategic level warp. Let's say that's the next level. You have one turn delay where you're in transit. Or you go with hyperspace, and that might be two turn delay in transit, trying to get from point A to point B. So, which means that warp gates are a heck of a lot more efficient than other things like strategic warp or hyperspace, going into hyperspace, like in Star Wars. Not that might be true, but obviously the hard part is balancing that. tech-wise, if you have a tech tree, you could move from even something below strategic level warp, where it takes you 5 turns to go strategically from one planet to another planet. And then your next tech level is strategic warp. The next tech level after that is hyperspace. And the next tech level after that is warp gates. Or, you know, the warp gates are, you can say, oh, they're old, they're from an ancient civilization that which no longer exists. Some along the lines of Stargate, you know. Well, they actually did exist, so I apologize for that. But the whole idea of like the old kings when it comes to Klingons, they no longer exist, but they did exist at some point, and they had advanced technology. You know, so that kind of thing where technology is left behind, but no one understands it, but the warp gates are fixed locations which no, and the technology is so advanced no one can understand it. You know, that kind of thing. But I think having a Federation campaign would be great. Obviously, this takes me back because some of these are you can see that they're kind of old when it comes to like this one, Dramas and the Clients. This is post 2014, 6 years later. I've added support into it, which hey, I might actually post to it. So, okay. Yeah, there's some things I have to work on. But first things first, you know, first thing I get the Andromedas, have to get support for X ships, and some. I have to check on the weapons too. I might actually work on the Omega races. Sorry, Empire. Sorry, Gene. And have that move forward. Because I think people would like to see that. And I know I would like to see that. Actually, the one thing I was thinking about showing you, and when I do that now. I'm going to show you a little thing that's in progress. I'll bring it up here because that's how I bring up the developer version. Okay, I don't want to log in to everyone and say hello at the moment, so I'm just going to do this. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to start a new game. I want that to be Federation Commander. Let's bring up that. Now, two things. I want to bring up a piece. I want to, let's just bring up a Federation CA. Red the Fed. That's what the ship name is. Okay. One of the things I wanted to show was actually the new AA. Okay. The one thing, you know, we have standard stuff here, you know, repair, photons, speed, how much power is available, which is 34. Now, that's because you have 4 batteries. Now, if we begin the EA on this one, you want to preload the photons. What preloading photons is completely drains the battery for the first turn. So now your power available is 28 because, and this is, remember to understand, and that is, you preloaded, that means you spent 2-2. It's now loaded because you're spending 2-2-2-2. So it's 28 is now available. It started with 36. It's now only 28 is available. Now, the one thing that I might want to do here is I might want to actually have, you know, like the starting energy, battery, and then how much available is currently. You know, that might be another change. But this was the big one. here is that. So, you know, you can commit it and it'll start all over again. You know, and then you have to fly. Just fly through. Okay, and then you can, of course, end the turn axis. If you want to, you're allowed to overload, you know, overload plus four, overload plus four. Let's have a couple with overload plus eight, overload plus eight. Okay, so now, okay, let's move this over here. Now we begin again for the next turn. Oops, sorry. Need to end the turn. Now begin. Okay, so now it's overload, and this is for that. There's four battery. Now you notice there's 33 because of that. Now, one thing that okay, that's a bug. Currently, it's only four. In theory. After I fixed it, worked the bug, this number of batteries, one thing I found out from the rules is that it is not required that you take the battery power from the previous turn and bring it forward to the next turn. Let's see, do I have it over here? Here it is. If you have energy points remained at the end of the turn, count the number of undisabled batteries you have. You may keep that many remaining batteries, carry them over to the next turn. So that you may. That is the operative word, my friend. Since it's may and not have to, that means that you have the option of not bringing that energy forward. Now, obviously, if you're not playing the Andromedans, this makes no sense whatsoever that you don't want to bring as much energy forward as possible. You could also spend two or four leftover points to overload any photon torpedo which is loaded or preloaded. And that's what currently here. Yeah, obviously I didn't overload this one. So this one's now overload four plus four, and this one's just now holding for standard. So if I want to overload it again, I can overload it. But anyway, the point is that now we have a battery. That's the one thing I wanted to show you. Of course, the other one, which is here. Cobra, and go here. There it is. I have to change the scaling of this, but there's the Andromedan. Also, that's another change here. You got total energy here, and then you have the amount of batteries you have left. And basically, the way I figured, I was thinking about this, and I figured the best way, because of this is the way the Andromedans have to work. It's they say you cannot drain anything from the batteries here until you use up all of your non-battery energy. So when you use up all your non-battery energy, that's when you actually can start using your batteries in the Andromedan. So I figured, you know, as a general rule, that's kind of the way it works in Federation Commander. Because of if you see it as amount of battery you have left. You know, at the end of the turn, that, you know, that's great. Now, obviously, there is the one goofiness of that, and that's going to be, this will say that there's 4 battery power available when there's only 3 batteries available. Let me just show that, and let's just go. So it says I've 4 available, but that's just energy. So I'm probably going to change it to like the battery energy. But that's the case. Now, the Andromedans, that's a little different story. I have to change it so that... That's weird. I can figure out what the heck that is. That's weird. That should not be doing that. Yeah. There's a bug there. I have to look at that. But anyway, because as your batteries get destroyed here, the amount of battery power that you can possibly store goes down. And then, because the whole idea is that this, give me a sec. Here it is. Is the same thing as that. So it's a way of tracking the amount of battery power that's available. So, yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to show you. This War and Peace. To show you what it's going to look like in the client. You know, this works quite nicely. Because you allocate, I'm sure this might change a little bit. Just because of, this is kind of taken from the SFB portion. But the thing is, here's the difference when it comes to SFB versus FedCom. FedCom, there's no, one, there's no degradation. 2, this is like a pool of energy that can be filled by these 4 panels. The energy is not tracked individually per panel like it is in SFB. So if we say, okay, you got 3 points of damage. Now, I haven't fixed this yet. There's one thing which is apply damage. See, there's no internals. Actually, there should be 1 because of the whole FedCom leak thing. So there should be 1 point of internals there. But I've allocated. See if I balance that. I wonder. Jeez. Okay. That's a definite bug. Why? I don't know why that would occur. It's like the overlay for one is on the other one. Okay, I got to look at that. That's a new one. I'm not seeing that one. And is that? If that's in the current client, that might be a bad thing. So I'll be working on that one this weekend. I can tell you that. I can guarantee you that. But, you know, okay, let's do this. Let's go exit game. Let's bring up, I want to show this a little better. Add a piece here, a library, Cobra. Cobra close. Now, this will show a little better. And say that's another one of those goofinesses. But yeah, in the SFB, you had each individual panel listed, and then you had a total. This might change just to be the front energy here, and no total. Because obviously that's going to look like that, like this, and there. See, the panels are all full up. And you can allocate again to say, let's give it 20. Yes, I know. This doesn't do the leak. So that's 10 internals. So they go like that. Okay. 1 battery's gone. No. No. So there's 10 Eternals on the Andromeda. Yeah, this is a little goofy. I'm not sure why this did this, because I'm pretty sure I have it sort of sorts, so this should be always this one, but it didn't. I don't know why. But anyhow, you know, that's how it works. You know, but so now that these panels here are full, and that's the way the energy is represented. When you actually destroy one of the panels, one of these lines will show up as red. The tough part about this one is that, see how this is 10, 20, 30? Not all of the cards are 10, 20, 30. Sometimes they're 10, 20, 30. So it's kind of goofy. I think it's a bug, actually, when it comes to Steve Cole and the way, actually, it's not a bug, because bugs are software related, or they're bugs. But it needs something, it needs a correction. There's a correction that needs to take place. So that's one of the things that I wanted to show, which was new and different when it comes to the client that I have been working on. That took me a long time it took me 2 days to get to that point. Obviously, I think there's a bug in the actual client itself for multiple ships. I'm not sure when that got introduced, but it is. I'm trying to simplify it so that the Federation Commander one looks a little more like SFB, simplifies it down a little bit. There's certain things, as you notice, there are those buttons for firing, transport, and launch. It's one of those things that I'm debating in my own mind when it comes to those, because there's two ways of doing it. I'm thinking about switching the way I do it now. Okay, let me just bring that up again one time. Okay, that's new game. Let's show you real quick. For those who actually are watching, I'm hoping you're watching. And that is, okay, let's go here. Let's add this one. Let's add red again, just for giggles. Now, when you click fire, this is what happens. Okay, let's just show all units because I want to be able to fire it myself. It's just so I can have something to fire against, because if this is blank, you can't fire at anything. Okay, now, you fire that, you click that. You know, I like the ability to select what weapons that will be fired using the actual SSD itself. Now, when I'm thinking about changing it, is change it a little bit here, which is change it to be a little more like the SFB portion, where all the weapons are listed, I might change it. I'm not sure if I'll have the target up here or what, but I think I might still have the target up here, and then you can then just as you click on. The idea is to I'll probably still have target up here, but change it so let me just go let's end the game. Actually, no, this is a swap. Go here. Let's start an SFB game. I just want to show you what SFB looks like. And let's go with, just go with this one. Just because it's a heck of a lot easier to get up on the board. And that is, okay, let's say fire. Yep, there's fire. Now, You see, you got your whether you're gonna fire it is a checkbox. Then you have the ship name. Then you have your weapons last fired. Fired as mode, and then target, and then the range. What I was planning on doing is basically make it like this, where it lists all of the weapons. But as you click on the weapon on the SSD, this checkbox gets set, and it selects the target that's up here, and you know, and sets all the rest. So that if somebody wants to, if they have multiple ships, they can set their target and then just go click 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 click. I'll be over here. Yeah. Over here, click, 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 click. This is what I'm going to be firing. And the same thing for there it is. Launch, the same thing. Have to list all of the drone weapons of all the ships that you could possibly to use. And then and have it said, again, this would be launched. And, it has the checkbox, so then you can check, 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 and so forth. The remove weapon would that button would then, of course, be removed because it'd be superfluous. And same for here. This would say, it would list the number of transporters. Okay, all units. Oh, this is tractor. A tractor, contractor yourself. But again, same thing. It will list number of boxes. Obviously, they're not numbered. So, but when you click on it, it'll be highlighted here. But also be checked here. The idea being that it simplifies the process for a multi-ship fleets when it comes to Federation Commander. So I think that'd be a great, great improvement. But first things first, I need to get the Andromeda support out the door. I have to fix some of the bugs that you see, including the one with the battery, and looks like multi-ship damage. I'm not sure how that is. Not sure. At the moment, I kind of like these, but I'm not sure if I want to keep this. At the moment, I plan on just keeping it in this units thing. But I might want to split the units. I'm not sure about this. It's one of those things that. See, the one thing with the SAB, go back here. Here it is. Is that you go to my SSDs. Here, you'll see the ship. So if you had multiple ships, let's add the clans to have that one there. So and you go to my SSDs, you see a tab for each. And have it so that FedCom is the same way. That it has the SSDs and has the ships here. And then those units, the only thing in the units window would be the drones, the shuttles, the plasma. The ships would be a totally different window, which could be also a totally different tab. Because in theory, what you can do is go here, floating, and you can say, okay, units tab, I want that as a tab, so you can have the tab over here. You can have, nice and floating. I'm just going to mention this real quick, and then I'm going to call it a night. And that is the one thing that And I've said this before, and I'll just repeat it here. When it comes to Federation Commander, the need for this, that, my friend, is what changed it from a beer and pretzels game, or a really simplified, process, to more complicated, where you actually have to have what I consider an energy allocation, where when you have multi-turn arming weapons, that's when everything falls apart. When you actually have to track the energy over multiple turns and what weapons, the weapon that you're charging for multiple turns, you have to track that. That's when you actually required an EA. Before that, if you were just playing Klingons, purely Klingons, this isn't nearly as required, because of the only thing you might be required to have an EA for is the batteries. But even that could be a prompt. Okay, how much battery do you want? Well, even that, it might not be one that have a sort of prompt. Actually, in theory, it should be a prompt. You should have to decide the amount of batteries you are keeping or loading up before you do EA. But it's overall, I think it's more of a balancing act. So I'm leaving it at like as such, because I think it's a better place is just to have it on the EA. And of course, then there's repair. But when you're playing the board game, physical cards, the thing is that if you're playing like a Klingon, the only thing you have to do is repair and possibly speed. That's it. There's no other allocation for the tire portion. So you just set your speed and just decide how much you're going to repair. And even the repair itself is, done. Okay, you say, I'm going to repair this. Okay, that energy is gone. Boom. Now you set your speed. Okay, boom. Now you're ready to roll, because you don't have to allocate anything else. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean you don't have some thinking to do, because you still have to do some thinking, because of when it comes to your turn, obviously, the faster you're going, the less energy you have later on the turn. And FedCom has a very limited way of modifying the speed. You can speed up just a little bit, but that's about it. Versus SFB, we can have a much granular approach for that. Well, I think I will end it there. So with that, I am Paul Franz, and I bid you a good night.